All right, because there was no Eagles game, I had to pick something out of the barrel for today's conversation with Brian Westbrook that is just as interesting, and that is the three-raisin bagel that Brian Westbrook got last week. Brian, are you with us?
I am with you. You know what? That was very, very disappointing, but good afternoon to you, Mike.
good afternoon. Now, you tweeted a photo. I meant to bring it up last Friday to you. So tell the story about the outrage that you experienced buying a three-raisin bagel.
So there's not very many mornings that I'm just looking for something to eat. I just usually grab some oatmeal or something like that. And this Monday in particular, this morning in particular, I wanted a bagel. So I go to my favorite spot. Mm-hmm. And I get the cinnamon raisin, which is the best bagel to have. Cinnamon raisin bagel is simple. you get it toasted, and you put some butter on it, nice and easy. And, you know, I eat the first half not paying any attention to it. I get that cinnamon. I'm tasting the cinnamon. I got that. But I'm not tasting any raisins. So I happen to look down. I've already, at this point, eaten one half of the doggone bagel. I look down, and the reason I see why I'm not tasting any doggone raisins, because there's no raisins in the doggone thing. There's maybe one, two, a couple raisins. There's basically no raisins in the doggone bagel. And so I went back. I took it back to the store. I'm like, listen, man, I paid for raisins and cinnamon, and you only gave me the cinnamon. So
I admired it. I didn't know that you took it back. I thought you just bit the bullet and took a picture of it and put it out there, and that was the bagel you got. You took it back.
I took it back. Well, here's the thing. I didn't want to really be so hard on the place because this is my lunch spot. So I usually get lunch there, but I wouldn't got a bagel there because since they were open, and I liked the lunch. And so I have to go back for the lunch. So I couldn't talk bad about them. I couldn't put them on blast, you know what I'm saying, by putting a name out there, because I got to go back there for lunch. So it was just a bad start to my day.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to weigh this now. Tyrone, you got to weigh in on this. See, a regular dude who gets three raisins and a cinnamon bagel has license to return it. I was not sure, a all-pro running back like Brian Westbrook has the license to return the bagel. Tyrone, what do you think?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know if you just buy another.
Because people are going to whisper, Brian, behind the counter.
Yeah.
That's that ex-football player, Brian Westbrook.
Without expressing.
A damn bagel. He made $1 zillion in his career to return a bagel.
All right.
You know, that's what you're going to hear.
I should just buy another one, not expressing my frustration at the amount. What happens if I have the same amount of raisins in the next bagel?
Well, see.
Well, then you check it. See, you had to bite the bullet on the first bagel. The second time you go back, you got to inspect the bagel and say, listen, man, this is the second time now I've been getting no raisins in the bagel.
Something's going on with the process. If you have three raisins in the doggone bagel, something's going wrong with the process.
Trying to save raisins. That's what's going on.
Process is messy.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like
raisins
the messy
are expensive
process.
Apparently these days.
Plus, you say you go there regularly.
I do. That's my lunch spot.
People whisper.
Right.
Now.
Now, you bring back that bagel. Are you 100% secure with how your lunch is going to come out?
Yeah, Brian Westbrook, a good football player, with a cheap ass, bringing back his damn bagel. That's what he's going to say.
Bringing back the bagel. If you want to get raisins in your bagel, put your own raisins in the bagel.
All right, man, let's talk about the weekend of football, because all we had to do was sit back and watch other teams. Now, two areas that I'm interested in. One was the division. All right, so Dallas wins 40-7. I don't know where that came from. And the Redskins win over Carolina, which was interesting because the Eagles play Carolina next week. So, first of all, in the division, what did you see? Anything to be worried about as far as competition for the Eagles?
Well, you know, I just think that a couple things jumped out at me at the weekend. Before I even get to all that jumped out to me, we talk about the division. I think that it was pretty simple what happened when you watch the Cowboys versus the Jaguars game. And I, Mike, you know how I feel about this Jaguars defense. I think they're aggressive. I think they're nasty. We haven't really seen that these last couple of weeks. But it's pretty clear what happened to them this week is what happened to them a couple of weeks ago when they played Tennessee. They allowed that aggressive nature to get out there to quarterback, and they didn't have any discipline. And so the pocket was collapsing, but Dak Prescott Prescott was on the outside running. He was down the middle running with the football. And so it's just, it's hard for defenses to stop a quarterback's arm, which you really don't have much to worry about in that section with Dak. But his legs were the big problem because everyone's playing man-to-man down the field. They couldn't stop him with the run. That's why he ended up with 11 carries and 82 yards from the quarterback position, Dak Prescott. He almost had just as many. I mean, he had 100 less yards rushing than he had passing. He ended up with 183 passing yards. That's not where they hurt him. His legs is what hurt that Jacksonville team. They were way too aggressive, and Jacksonville offensively sucks. Blake Bortles, when they don't have Leonard Fournette, they're just not a very good offensive team.
All right, so the conclusion now as we go forward, you know, those two games that are up on their schedule, I thought they would split. But now I think it's, you know, they've got to win both those games. They're going to be favorites in both of those games. And the one in London, I don't know what the point spread would be. But certainly, you know, Carolina has come into Lincoln Financial Field before and laid eggs.
Right.
But the Carolina Panthers are coming off a loss. How does that alter the situation?
Well, this is how I feel about our team, to be honest with you. When you think about this, I think Carolina comes in very hungry. Of course, they're upset about the game that they had against Washington last week. But as you watch the teams throughout the weekend, you understand this. In order to win where we're trying to win, you know, get into the playoffs and win Super Bowls, you have to have a great defense. You have to have a defense that can stop other offenses. You see how many points the Kansas City Chiefs are putting up, the Rams are putting up, the Saints. We have to have the ability to stop other teams. Right now, our defense has to get a little bit better from that side. If the opposing team, like the Panthers, if they don't have an offense that can score almost every possession, or, you know, every other possession, at least get three instead of seven, then we'll beat those teams. There's no doubt in my mind. Our offense is good enough with Carson Wentz to beat those teams that don't have a hope offensively, because we'll stay on the field longer. We'll score more points. We have no problem with those teams. It's the teams, obviously, that have high-scoring offense, the Rams in particular. Certainly, Green Bay has the potential for Aaron Rodgers and the Saints. Those are the teams that worry me just a bit, because we have to be able to go back and forth. And right now, our defense is not doing a good enough job of stopping teams in order for that to happen.
All right, let's look at offensively with the Eagles. Now, we touched on it last week a little bit, but now some days have gone by, and the Eagles are saying they like the depth they have at running back. I don't, frankly. So, are you of the mindset that they still need to be active here?
I think they need to go find a receiver. And the hard part, again, is what team is going to give up a guy that can help you right now, unless you want to give up draft picks? And I don't think draft picks is a thing that Howie Roseman and the Eagles organization want to give up, unless it's a guy that you're going to say in the next, he can help us for 2 or 3 years. Not just a guy that you're going to rent for this year. And that's why I think the Le'Veon Bell part is probably won't work out. You need a guy that's going to help you for a couple of years in order to give up draft picks for him. And I'm not sure that there are a lot of teams that are willing to, you know, depart with those types of guys at this point in the season. Unless you're like you're talking about Jay Ajayi, where a team doesn't see that guy in their future. They continue to mention Amari Cooper. They continue to mention other guys like that. You have to be willing to find the right partner. And Howie has done a good job of finding those partners through over the last couple years. But will this year be different? That's the big question here.
All right. Is there any doubt in your mind that the Eagles are the best team in the NFC East?
I don't know that. I mean, I think that we
got to
see. No, I think we still have to see a little bit more from this Washington team.
I
don't know that Dallas is a team that, you know, we just run over and run through. I think offensively they have some components that could hurt us in certain ways with the run game as well as the quarterback run. But I don't know that we're the best team right now. I don't know.
Maybe she just did you unleashed hell now. Now these Dallas Cowboy fans are going to call. Brian Westbrook said the division isn't over.
I think that you have to consider that team. Anytime you play in the division, you have to be worried about what they can do. They run the ball very well. And when they add the quarterback to that mix, that's just difficult to defend.
Eagles stopped the run.
Well, let me ask you this. Did they stop it against Marcus Mariota? They didn't. That was what hurt them in that game.
Well,
the quarterback running the football.
They're going to get practice this week with this guy, aren't they? Don't they have to spy him?
I would think so, but Cam is a little bit different. He doesn't run in that type of way, but yeah, he does run the football. He does run the football. He leads their team in rushing. That's the type of runner he is. He's going to get 8 to 10 carries per game, and so you have to be wary about him. I think for his team, I'm less worried about the receiver as far as the Panthers go.
Okay. Before I let you go, I have to touch on the Sixers with you because you're a basketball guy.
Absolutely.
They take the lid off the season tomorrow. And curious to know where you think the Sixers fare in the conference right now.
So the two teams I'm thinking about right now, Toronto, of course, the Celtics. The other two teams is jumping out at me.
You got those two teams ahead of the Sixers right now.
I think the big deal we have to figure out is what are we going to get from Fultz? Will Markelle Fultz be a contributor? I'm talking about 12 to 18 points a night. If he can be that type of guy and we get the same thing from Ben and Joe, I think we're right up there with Toronto. We're competing with Toronto, and we will possibly, you know, we'll take the Celtics in five, six games. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we're better than the Celtics right now. No, I think we can really compete with Toronto at this point.
Okay, over-under for points per game in Vegas is 10.5 for your boy.
Yeah.
For
us to be what we need to be, he needs to be 15 points, you know, 15, 17 points.
I agree. Totally agree.
Has to be that.
All right. Listen, great talking to you on a Monday.